The Power FM Brekkie Show.
You know what? Christmas morning is one of my favourite days of the year. The excitement of unwrapping all the presents. I usually get up for a nice walk around the lake, see all the kids enjoying all their brand new prezzies, people enjoying each other's company. But another thing that I love doing is driving past, and I've tried to get a coffee once, but it was way too busy. And of course, on Christmas Day, running.
You were cutting it fine.
I'm always cutting it fine. I've got to go.
Story Jules is last.
I've got to go to my parents' house in Melbourne. I'm always running late, and I'm like, I'll just swing by and get a coffee. That was not an option because the line was way too long, which was fantastic to see. And it's happening again. Fika and Johnny Alou joining forces for coffees on Christmas morning. And to tell us all about it, we've got Matt Freeman in it. Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. Good, good.
So this has been going for the past few years?
3 years now.
Yep. So this will be the fourth year you're doing it.
Fourth year running, yeah.
And it's all for charity, which is amazing.
Yeah. So we sort of partner with Berry Street, which is a locally based sort of foundation that try and help people in our community. And their sort of goal is to help disadvantaged kids and young families.
So, yeah.
I think Christmas is sort of about kids and family, and it's sort of something that appealed to us
yeah.
at Johnny's and Fika.
Yep.
I couldn't agree more. Like, it is a family time of year, and it's certainly a time to think about that, and something that gives back to the community like that. Must feel pretty special for you seeing the success of it. Like Jules was saying, the fact that people come out in hordes to support this and to support your staff, because you guys do this all, you and your staff volunteer your time for this, and all money proceeds goes directly to the charity.
Yeah. So we've got 100% of sales, not profits, 100% of sales go to this charity. So all of our staff donate their time, and we donate whatever stock is required. And sometimes we partner up with our suppliers to try and get a bit of a reimbursement of that as well. So it's a really
so
great
good.
Thing.
It is going to look a little bit different this year, though, because obviously previous years it's been at Fika. You've fairly recently, when did Johnny's open?
It's nearly a year ago that we've opened up.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And that's, I guess, the slightly bigger venue with a bit more space. You've got that courtyard now, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you're moving it this year. It's going to be held just at Johnny Alou?
Yeah, it's going to be held at Johnny's this year. It's obviously a bigger space, and we are sort of in the medical precinct, so there's going to be a lot of workers that are going to have to be at work anyway. So
that's
sort
true.
Of,
yeah,
there's a bit of a service.
You don't think
of
that, do
it.
You? Because there's lots of all the hospital workers still work all the way through Christmas.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So hopefully it's a bit of a service to those essential workers as well.
Mm. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it this year because for the first year since I moved to Ballarat, I'm actually going
You're
to be
actually
here
going to
on
be
Christmas
in Ballarat
Day.
On Christmas Day.
Yeah. So
perfect.
I'm looking forward to making this kind of part of my Christmas tradition to drop by Johnny Alou. What's the hot tip? What's the pro tip to, should I get there like an hour beforehand to get myself a good spot? Like how, what's going to be the vibe?
Yeah, get
and
there
how
at
do I
7 a.m.
Yeah.
They won't even be there.
I think either early or late. So
yep.
I think people know that we're closing at 11, so they get in at 9 o'clock's the hot time, and they'll wait a bit.
Yeah.
So 9 o'clock, don't go at that time.
I would say come at either 7:40, mill around, and wait for us to set
up
and stuff, or come at close to close, and you'll probably be more luck getting it.
Yeah.
To be fair though, I feel like the milling around is part of the tradition, the vibe, the feeling is you're there with a bunch of other.
You are there. It's that festive spirit. Everyone's like pretty happy, and you're all like, Merry Christmas.
Well, when we thought of what we could do for an appeal, we found that on Christmas Day, everyone's busy at lunch and dinner, but the morning, there's this big gap in things
it's
to
true.
Do.
It's true.
So,
yep.
And no one really wants to be selfish and go and do all these things for themselves. So they want to be around their family, but, I'll go and get some coffees. Like, that just made sense.
Yep.
So, we've got the morning, and I think it's a good way to bring people together and bring our community together, but also in a bigger cause. So.
Mm. I love that.
Well, this will be the fourth year running. It's going strong, and it looks like it's going to be bigger than ever. Johnny Alou, corner of it's Drummond and Mayor.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Perfect. Matt Freeman, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. The Power FM Brekkie Show.